International Day of Prayer Ruined by Godless Protesters, 8th of May, 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for News. Washington, D.C. Nearly half a dozen heads bowed in a small, simple National Day of Prayer ceremony on Friday, almost bringing part of a full block of the Capitol to a halt. Most of the assembled crowd at the lunch hour ceremony sat and ate quietly, then quickly departed to spread the good news. Jeff Gannon, a spokesman for the organization which hosted the event, the International Bible Reading Association, said, quote, "We planned for a small ceremony, but set up 600 chairs and a giant PA system just in case local followers of false religions like Buddhism, atheism, and other picked today to convert. As good devout Protestants, we don't need to make a big show out of something simple and personal like faith, unlike those Mary-worshipping Catholics," unquote. The United States of America, a Christian nation founded by fundamentalist luminaries like Thomas Jefferson and some other guys, avoided the religious schisms and wars that plagued Europe by separating church and state into church and also church. The simple idea, or wall, protected the various Christian sects from sullying effects of politics and allowed politicians to be freely guided by good biblical values. Under the watchful eye of this protective wall, America flourished, and the few sects that existed when America was formed blossomed, giving Americans a bunch of new reasons to look down on their neighbors. Mr. Gannon continues, quote, "We didn't really want to be here at all. For us, prayer is a private affair. We simply don't feel the need to push our religion down other people's throats, unlike those stinking atheists across the street," unquote. Mere feet from Mr. Gannon, three other Christians, 30 lunch-eating tourists, and 560 empty chairs huddled a filthy horde of as many drug-addled and sex-crazed atheists. Most were unkempt with scraggly beards and a crazy, godless look in their eyes. So that's me. All carried bongs, an insidious device used to inject the drugs directly into the bloodstream. One protester screamed between hits from his bong, quote, "Woo! Go away, religionists! Let us force our relative morality upon you, but keep your holiness and piety out of our public schools and government. Woo!" unquote. Atheists have repeatedly attempted to force their godless ways on the rest of the nation with such unjust acts as tearing monuments inscribed with the Ten Commandments from courthouse steps and blasphemously declaring that having God on money is wrong. Another atheist, after the early one passed out from having too much of the drugs, yelled, quote, "Woo, I hate God, woo," unquote. Jeff Gannon countered flawlessly, saying, quote, "I hope that before the rapture they stop hating the God that they do not believe in. We are all about good family values. They're all about wallowing in the moral filth of premarital sex, marital sex, and postmarital sex," unquote. Jeff Gannon, a conservative Protestant, has never heard of a pervert named James Gukert who looks just like him and used to be a homosexual prostitute. This is a lie spread by the liberal media to smear his good name, which didn't exist back in 2005 when a completely different James Gukert, who looked exactly just like himself. Mr. Gannon closed, saying, quote, "The liberal media doesn't want you to hear this, but I can't say this enough. We don't want America to be a theocracy. We simply want it to be led by a literal interpretation of the Bible. Bad things happen when people lose sight of important things, such as being against gay marriage and being for not allowing homosexuals to tie the knot. Those sicko atheists are trying to distract us with pointless minutiae like national debt and preposterous theories of global warming and Darwinism," unquote. the hastily appointed representative for the damned, Rick Wingrove, before he went to purchase pornography and worship Satan, closed by saying, quote, woo, unquote. Has been Reverend Zimulator for this nationally recognized and Pulitzer Prize-winning story. Thank you for suffering.